Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am so good. And you've got three freaking albums out, you big legend.
Thank you. Yeah, it's out in Australia, which is crazy. I'm keeping myself off of line because I don't want to see what people are saying about it yet.
Honestly, darling girl, it just feels like you. It's genreless. It's all different, one big kind of cacophony of, I don't know, just honesty. And I think that is what we hope from you always. And you've totally delivered.
Thank you. I mean, that means really a lot to me. It was, it's making my third album was kind of crazy because I was like, okay, well, what do I have to say right now? I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't made sense of any of my thoughts yet. And that's when I was kind of like, oh, that's it. The album is about this experience of kind of, I was 24 when I wrote it. I'm 25 now, and I turned 25 in the process of making the album, and was like, I'm coming into this like fully realized adulthood for now until I go through all of it again at 35. But I have this feeling of like so desperately wanting to be loved and to be accepted, but also then this rage and this angst of not caring what anyone thinks of me, and this like, it's this paradox. And I was like, how do I make sense of that? And I was like, well, I don't. I present it exactly as that. It's a contradiction. Being in your 20s is a constant contradiction. And that's, for me, it's kind of even more amplified. And I'll touch on this briefly, but just like, I've been really open about having bipolar disorder. So, in periods of time where I am manic, like when I made the record, I just feel so many things. I'm like, I'm just, everything I'm feeling is like on times 40,000. And I was like, I need to channel this into something. And that's, that's where how it came to be.
And how wonderful that you have found something to channel it into, because I think a lot of people are still looking for that. They feel all those feelings, but there's no way to get it out. And I think, different people find different things. What a blessing that you can channel it into music, which you love and you're good at, and then that opens a door for other people to, I don't know, have some way to put words to how they're feeling. So you kind of then pass it on to other people, which is the best.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. I am incredibly blessed, and it took me a while to figure that out because, I was, I don't know, I think you kind of get this feeling about yourself that you're weird or bad or different, and like, to have embraced the parts of me that allow me to have like this invincibility, this compassion, this empathy, this like spontaneity, impulsivity, to channel all that into something positive is like, it's the greatest gift and the greatest blessing that I could ever ask for. And this was a lesson in taking full advantage of that. So I'm
Amen.
really glad I got to do it.